Welcome back to the Thrivepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Althea Caldwell, the Thrivepreneur Coach. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the importance of life and health insurance for women entrepreneurs. I have a special guest joining me today. Catherine is her first name, but I think she likes to go by Kat, right?
Yes, ma'am, that is right.
So Kat, Arnold, and she is a life insurance and health insurance broker, and she has been in the business for 15 plus years. She holds several leadership roles. She and I met through an organization called Women in Insurance, and she's also a mom of four, one of which is a special needs child. And she has made it her mission to make sure that entrepreneurs and others understand life insurance and health insurance and what is available to them. Welcome to today's podcast, Kat. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. And I actually became a mom of five recently. So
oh,
I just had a baby. She's 12 weeks old. So she's a newbie. So being an entrepreneur with five kids is, and a newborn is a struggle for real. It was very, very nice to meet you, inside of, Women of Insurance, and I'm super happy to be a guest, on your podcast, and I'm super excited about talking to all of your listeners in regards to how, you know, they can make that transition and why health insurance and life insurance is so important being an entrepreneur.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your story. Some of our listeners are women who have corporate careers and they're either thinking about making the transition or in the process of making that transition or have made that transition. So tell us a little bit about your story. How did you become an insurance agent, a broker? I mean, did you start in corporate? Did you tell us your story?
So I actually did start in corporate. I worked for a Fortune 500 company. And then I went on maternity leave when I had my son. And I always make the joke, I got bored while I was on maternity leave. And I went and did my insurance course, passed my test in 12 days, got my license. That was in February. And then I turned around the following March and sold my first life insurance policy. And then I kind of transitioned. I worked in corporate and I worked from home. So I kind of had the flexibility. So that was nice. And then I transitioned to being an agency owner. And I have 20 plus agents across the U.S. that, you know, have their contracts up underneath me and, you know, work up underneath me. And that I train and that I've poured into. And when I first got into this, I was like, oh, it's just going to be a side gig. It's going to pay off some extra money, you know, pay off some extra bills. And then I decided, you know what? I enjoy this. I love this. This is going to be that career. And then.
What's one thing that you wish more women knew about protecting their future? So let's just get into the whole insurance conversation.
Well, first off, you know, one, as a mom and as an entrepreneur, you've got to protect both your family and your assets. So what does that mean? Maybe that is a key person life insurance policy, you know, to protect your business because you're the head of the business and you don't want the business to go under after. So maybe you need a key person life insurance policy and what that entails. You know, maybe it's making sure that nobody's going to have to worry about taking care of your kids. So maybe it's having that additional life insurance policy because, you know, you're not in the corporate world anymore. You don't have those benefits of, oh, my company's just paying for a life insurance policy, or, oh, I'm paying for this dollar and something policy that's going to pay out that I don't really own. You got to have that standalone policy now that you're an entrepreneur. So, and then not only just that, as an entrepreneur, we don't have a retirement anymore, like a corporate job. We don't have that 401k. We don't have you know, oh, I'm going to get this or I'm going to get that. So you have to start looking at, okay, do I need to have an IRA? Do I need to have an annuity that I'm dumping money over into? Do I need to make sure that I'm not going to just be living off of Social Security?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to work until
65. Your agency offers annuities, or do you guys offer any of the financial services product?
Absolutely. So I do a lot of rollovers for federal employees. I also do a lot of annuities for entrepreneurs and building those out. So in setting that kind of stuff out. So absolutely. I love doing annuities. You know, health insurance is easy for me. It's black and white because I came from the health insurance corporate world. So doing the annuities gives me that peak of like challenging my brain, if that makes sense. So
it sounds like you guys do annuities, but what about some of the other financial services avenues? Are you guys also security, you know, agency that have security products?
No, so I do not do anything variable related. I only do fixed, but I do like RBMs. So like if you are someone who wants to sell the cash value that has it in your life insurance policy because you want to do something like that, or you want to do an alternative investment, maybe real estate and those types of things, I have those types of options and avenues. For example, right now I have a product that it's an alternative investment that has a return of 26% in 12 months.
Thinking about what we can talk about, it made me think about a scripture, Proverbs 31 and 25. And we know that Proverbs 31 talks about the Proverbs 31 woman. And in this particular verse, it talks about she is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs at the days to come. So as I think about our conversation today, I think about how this scripture fits in and just preparing for what's to come. And, you know, sometimes people are worried about what's to come because maybe they haven't put the preparation in. But this scripture talks about the woman laughing, you know, the Proverbs 31 woman laughing at the future because she's prepared for it. She doesn't have anything to worry about. And I think that that is something that a lot of people might miss, that the life insurance and even health insurance is something that can help them prepare for their future. So you talked a lot about, you know, hear people talk about using life insurance as, you know, a way to become your own bank. I think that's a whole conversation that we could probably get into for another day. But, you know, I tell people, think about like the Rockefellers, the way that they built their legacy is on whole life insurance. They the cash value.
The Kennedys did that as well. Mm-hmm. I know several people that did that. I have literally a friend right now that he literally takes, he graduated high school with me. He got an IUL when he was 18 out of high school. And he literally is pulled the money out of that IUL and turned around and used it to buy investment properties. Cause he says, when I get ready to retire, those properties are going to be, he buys them like on the auction. Right. So like he takes that $18,000. Right. Mm-hmm. And buys that on an auction, right? Pays cash $18,000 for that house, and then slowly remodels the inside of it and then rents it out. The house is paid for. He's redoing the inside himself on his free time. And then he rents it out. And he was like, that is how I'm going to live when I retire. That is going to be my safety net for retirement.
Yeah.
When I'm 65.
Yeah.
He was renting them out now, and he's taking that money that he's renting, that he's using as renting out, and he's dumping it back over into the IUL.
Mm-hmm. I can remember when I had my agency, I wrote a policy on, I think it was 21. So he was fairly young, and he wanted $1 million policy because he had gotten his girlfriend pregnant, and, you know, he was thinking about life insurance. And so we, you know, was able to get him $1 million policy. So he was pretty proud of that. And he ended up going through underwriting and doing better than what we thought, you know, as far as his rating. And so I was not only able to get him that policy, which made him extremely happy, but he got a check back because his policy ended up being less than what it was. But the great part about that was as he was leaving my office, I had another client coming in that had been a client for mine for years, older client who, you know, had a few policies, mainly whole life. And, he used his policy, the benefit, you know, the cash value of his policy to add on to get to pay for his college, for his one of his daughters, to add on to his home. So he extended his home, and he also bought like his little, you know, dream car or whatever. And so he was able to share that story with this new client that was buying his first policy. It was an amazing moment, you know, to, you know, so I was telling him what, you know, life insurance could do for him. And he was just starting that journey. But then I had a client come in that has been my client for years that can speak to this is how I used my policy. So it was a real great full, you know, circle kind of
It was
moment.
a circle that, it was that full circle moment for you where it was like, okay, here's from years ago to now. And this person can tell this story to this. We get that full circle moment. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Those are the best ones when you get that full circle. Here's where I started at. Here's where I've come to. This is what it's capable of doing. And you know that you helped this person, and you know, this person is going to be another story like this. Yeah. That's that sweet spot. Yeah.
I wanted to share with our audience real quick just some other companies that have used life insurance in a way to further their business. So we talked about the Rockefellers earlier. Walt Disney was one of the companies that
Walmart
life insurance. What did you say?
Walmart does that. Walmart takes out policies on all of their employees. I don't know if anybody knows that. Walmart takes out policies on all of their employees, and they are the owners of those policies. And no, it doesn't matter if that person, so let's say that person works at Walmart for 6 months. Walmart still has that insurance policy on that person till the day they die.
Wow.
They don't get rid of it. They keep it regardless of who that person is. So you could have worked at Walmart for 6 months and that person, they've got a life insurance policy on you. You just don't know it.
Wow.
You just don't.
I didn't know that. Pampered Chef is another one. JCPenney, you know, Playboy Mansion was a result of life insurance, the whole concept of the Playboy Mansion. So there's a lot of billionaire CEOs and business owners that have, you know, been able to shelter their assets and access tax-free loans from their insurance policies. So there's so many ways that, you know, insurance can be used, but we have to keep in mind it's about protecting your assets. If you're thinking about building an enterprise of any size, then, you know, making sure you protect it is the best way to go. So as we close and wrap up today, I am so excited to that you've been able to join me today. And I can tell that we could probably talk about this forever.
We could do a whole nother look, girl. We could do a whole nother one on health insurance and what health insurance needs to be. And we could do one on specifically on, you know, different, we could get into it. I mean,
yeah.
We could get it.
And maybe we can do schedule that for another conversation. But if someone wants to, you know, what if someone hears this and says, hey, I would love to, you know, dive in that conversation a little bit deeper. How can they reach you?
Yep. So you can look me up on Facebook. It's Katherine Arnold. And my first name is spelled KATHRYN. Last name is ARNOLD. Really going to be the one on there. It has insurance listed everywhere on my Facebook. You'll see me sitting on a chair, a bench, and it literally my literal, like the picture behind, not my like my profile picture, but the picture behind has all of my contact information on as well. You can look me up on Calendly. It's Katherine Arnold. My cell number is 620-515-4722. Call me, leave me a voicemail, send me a text message. Look up SLA Legacy on Facebook. Any of those ways will be a way to reach me. I will gladly help whoever needs to be helped. God put me on this earth and gave me the knowledge to bless others and help others. And that's what my due diligence is in this life.
Awesome. Well, I am so glad you were able to join us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Listening audience, you have her information. If you need to reach out to have a personal conversation about your situation, You have her information to reach out to her. And if you are not currently a part of our Thrivepreneur tribe, I want to invite you. If you need community, if you need a community full of purpose-driven women that are building legacies and thriving in entrepreneurship in every way, I invite you to join the Thrivepreneur not the podcast, listen to us, but the tribe. And then also, if you are ready to make that transition into entrepreneurship, or maybe you've already started that journey and you need some guidance and some more personalized assistance and support, I invite you to check out my She Thrive Mastery coaching programs. We have a program for women who are ready to take the leap into entrepreneurship. And we also have an exclusive community for women who are already CEOs and are ready to go to the next level. That group is by invitation only. And there are some qualifications that you have to meet in order to be a part of that. There is always help for you. So don't do this alone. Entrepreneurship was not intended for you to do it alone. And just as a reminder, our doors are open, or our doors are open now with our program for the comeback code. For the woman that says, you know what, I've been thinking about entrepreneurship, but there's some healing that I need to do first. We know that the best type of leader is a healthy healer. So if you are that woman that feel like you need to go on your healing journey before you go into entrepreneurship, then the comeback code is what you want. That program starts May 13th. Doors are open now for enrollment. We are going to only be allowing 15 people into the group. And so if you would like to snag one of those seats, then reach out to us at www.reframeitstrategy.com. And there you have it for today's episode of the Thrivepreneur Podcast. And as I say before, why survive when you can thrive? Thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Kat, for being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Alfie. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And congratulations Bye. Again on the family.
Thank you. Let me know if you'd like me to do something else in the future. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Have a good day. You too.